We celebrate today the martyr St. Thomas of Becket. St. Thomas of Becket was the Archbishop of Canterbury in the early 12th century. And during that time, before he was appointed Archbishop of Canterbury by Henry II, his friend and confidant, he was pleased to party in the company of the king. He was pleased to imitate the ways of the king, which were anything but pious. He was one who exulted in the power of the king and also rejoiced with him, even to the point of mockery of the church. And yet, when Henry II made him Archbishop of Canterbury, of course, Henry expected that everything would go as usual, that he would simply accede to anything that Henry requested, and he would make no trouble for the king. But what Thomas of Becket had was an awakening. He awoke to the sense of the dignity of his office and also to the dignity of the faith. He acknowledged the truth which he received in receiving orders and in receiving that gift of the episcopacy. In this, he recognized the person of Christ. He recognized Christ as that truth which also calls for justice, for what is due to God and to his church, and what is due to each individual in accordance with their dignity. In this respect, then, he turned against his former friend, and he was unafraid to speak the truth to power. He was unafraid to speak the word which was given to him by the Lord to the king, even if it meant the very risk of his life. He was exiled once because of the disfavor of the king, and his life was in danger precisely because he spoke this word of truth. And it was when he returned to England and had seemingly made a truce with the king, but then again made trouble for the king in terms of speaking that truth, that the king, in a moment of imprudence, let forth words that drove some of his servants to go and kill Thomas of Becket. He was killed just short of the altar in his own cathedral. This death for the truth reminds us of the significance of the incarnation, this incarnation which we continue to celebrate in this fifth day of the octave of Christmas. And it reminds us of that truth given in this first letter of John, where St. John tells us, whoever says, I am in the light, while hating a brother or sister, is still in the darkness. Justice is part and parcel of that truth which has been given to us in Jesus Christ. It is in him that we see how precious we are in the sight of God, that God would send his own son in the flesh to share with us all that we are except for sin, and that he would willingly go to the cross for us, to suffer and die for us. It is in this great love that Christ shows for each and every one of us that we see how much we should revere that gift of our brother and sister, how much we should see Christ in those around us. It is in this truth, a truth which is not simply encoded in law, but a truth which abides, even though the law might contradict it. It is in this truth that we see authentic justice, the good of every person. And so we celebrate this great feast day of Thomas of Becket, one who was not afraid to go to his death, and as a matter of fact, prayed for his persecutors, precisely because he knew of the promise of new life given to him by the Christ child. That promise of new life given to him not only in the cross and death of the Lord, but in most especially in his resurrection. We trust also in that power of the Word of God. We trust in the power of it to raise us from our own selfishness, from our own sinfulness. We trust it also to help us to speak a word of truth in the face of injustice, to speak a word of truth to power, to be unafraid, because we are children of the true God. We are in Christ, the incarnate Son, made whole.